About 80 years ago, in January of 1934, Mr. Armstrong produced the first copy of The Plain Truth, the banner headline being about the coming end-time German-led Holy Roman Empire. This was before the threat of the Second World War had darkened the skies of Europe, and this was even before Mussolini declared the resurrection of the Roman Empire in 1936. The February-March 1939 issue of The Plain Truth contained another article on the resurrection of the Roman Empire to come. We have warned our radio listeners of this prophesied event since the first year we were on the air, 1934. We have shouted this prophecy ever since 1934 in The Plain Truth, and that was stated in the autobiography of Mr. Armstrong in Volume 2. 18.5 centuries before that, the Apostle John was instructed to record the revelation of Jesus Christ. We will turn to one particular reference contained in that book shortly. Mr. Armstrong constantly stated that the Bible contained 30% prophecy, of which 90% was for our time today. The Apostle Paul also stated that the biblical record is for those on whom the ends of the age have come. My overall purpose today is to give yet another proof that Mr. Armstrong was used by God the Father to bring a warning message to this generation. We don't have to look to something that he wrote at or near the end of his life. But when we realise that he was used to restore knowledge to this end time throughout the whole of his ministry, it becomes obvious that this was a man who was sent to this age. To emphasise that Mr. Armstrong was the apostle to this end time, we need to consider just when the words contained in Revelation chapter 17 and verse 10 could have been true. I would like you to turn there with me, please, because the way this verse has been constructed, it could only be considered proper and right at one particular time, because it is specific to the time in which it was referring. There could not be any other reasonable explanation. The Apostle John was being given an insight into what was for him the far, far future, specifically being told that what was to happen to the false church that claims to be Christian, but which had committed harlotry with the rulers of the nations. So let's begin reading here in Revelation chapter 17 and verse 9, which reads as follows. And here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits, and there are seven kings. Five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short space. As has been revealed many times, mountains refers to governments. Each of the governments referred to were under various dynasties headed by kings or emperors. Thus we have Justinian, who restored the Holy Roman Empire in 554 AD. He was followed by Charlemagne, who is recorded as having marched across Europe ankle deep in blood, who in turn was followed by the Germanic king Otto. Then came the Austro-Hungarian Habsburg dynasty, and fifthly, the Emperor Napoleon, whose dreams ended on the battlefield of Waterloo in 1814. Thus ended 1260 years of continuous Roman rule of Europe. Then in 1922, Mussolini was called upon to form the government in Italy. And as previously mentioned, Mussolini declared the resurrection of the Roman Empire in 1936. But that was after he had formed an alliance with Adolf Hitler, who had been asked to form a new government in Germany by the aging German president von Hindenburg. As a sign of the times in which we now find ourselves, it would appear obvious that there is yet another strong man to come in Europe. In 1934, Mr. Armstrong's first Plain Truth article stated that a new Germany would soon dominate the world. This was at a time when one is and another is yet to come. It doesn't get much plainer, does it? History shows that what Mr. Armstrong wrote was revealed to him at exactly the right time. The Apostle Paul, in writing to the church in Corinth, indicates that Scripture is for us today. And in the first epistle to the book of Corinthians, chapter 10 and verse 11, it's where it is written, with regard to the history of the Israelitish peoples, that what befell our forefathers was an example to us at this time. If we read this verse, which is not exactly taken out of context here, we find the following words. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 11 reads as follows. Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come, or as some would say, the ends of the age is come. Everything that has been recorded in Scripture, from the times that preceded the era which is recorded for us today, that included the book of Revelation, doesn't it become obvious that the times in which we are living today are absolutely and totally unique? Since the end of the Second World War, humanity has been able to literally blast itself off the face of the planet. And now we find that there are even threats of starvation, and just a casual reading of the recent web pages of the church web page, you find references to crop failures being prophesied resulting from the terrible weather conditions in the United States. Then there are floods, and there are droughts, and a whole host of quote natural disasters. And then there is economic and financial collapse, which brings us to the situation where we look at Mr. Armstrong's writings and say, this was a man before his time who was inspired to reveal all of these things to us today. I would like to quote from the booklet, Prophecy Comes Alive, in which we find an article entitled, This Generation Shall Not Pass. And I'll read. And he said, so likewise, you, when you see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation, during which you see these things occur, shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Luke 21, verse 31 to 32. We have the sure word of prophecy, and it says, all these things must come to pass first, and they haven't all come to pass yet. On the other hand, that same sure word of prophecy says, this generation which sees all these things occur will not pass until Christ returns to this earth. We are living in tumultuous times. The world which we knew is falling apart. These days are unprecedented for danger and for civil unrest. Even a casual reading of the web pages of the Church of God in Wales website should bring home the fact that now is the end time. We are waiting for the turning of a page of history, a page that brings our present times to an end and the dawning of the kingdom of God here on this earth. Please turn with me to Luke chapter 21 and beginning in verse 28. And Matthew 24, Mark 13 and Luke 21 collectively cover the Olivet prophecy. We have been warned for many, many years that the events that are unfolding today are certain to occur from history's record here. For those of us who read the United States and British Commonwealth and prophecy, in the 1960s, we probably would have thought, yes, this all rings true. Then when we really read it in the 1990s, we probably thought, yes, this is happening today. But today, Surely we can see that the writing is on the wall. Mankind's governments and way of life have been weighed in the balance and have been found wanting. In Luke chapter 21, beginning in verse 28, we read the following. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. And he spoke to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is nigh at hand. So likewise, when you see these things come to pass, know you that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Truly I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. For more than 50 years, Mr. Armstrong went around the world and warned people from every walk of life of the events which are now unfolding before our eyes. There was an open door to the offices of kings, emperors, prime ministers, and senior high-ranking government officers of many nations. Even the prophecy found in Revelation chapter 10, verse 11, was fulfilled in Mr. Armstrong's lifetime. In closing, I'd like you to turn with me to that particular scripture, because this has to be the absolute proof that Mr. Armstrong was the one sent to deliver the warning message to this end time, to the end of this age. He was God's apostle and servant of Jesus Christ. His hands laid the foundation, and his hands will finish the work. And this is the work that we are about here today. In Revelation chapter 10 and verse 11, we read the following words. Just a short passage. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again before many people, and nations, and tongues, and kings. Isn't that exactly what Mr. Armstrong did? Herbert W. Armstrong went around the world. He prophesied before kings, emperors, many men in high government office, and he was the man sent by God. As has been said many times, this generation shall not pass until all be fulfilled. Some of us weren't even twinkles in our grandfather's eyes, let alone our father's eyes, when those words were first spoken by Mr. Armstrong in his groundbreaking statement in 1934. And some of us are getting a bit long in the tooth now. But it won't be long now until all shall be fulfilled. Mr. Armstrong was the apostle to this age that God sent to us at this end time. And soon it shall be admitted by all who heard him and read his words that he was inspired for this end time.